Now, new clause 17 is in relation to mandatory reporting, and I would like to indicate at this stage that we would like to move to a vote on this particular amendment. New clause 17 was tabled, an amendment was put forward in committee which dealt with a consultation on mandatory reporting. I think we listened very carefully to what was said in committee. We feel that the amendment that we've put forward, new clause 17, deals with some of those issues that the government were concerned about, and we hope that they'll be able to support us today.
I'm most grateful to the Honourable Lady for giving way, and she may know that I've spoken up on behalf of Mandate Now in the past, and my constituent, Mr. Tom Perry, and I'm very keen on mandatory reporting. However, I've looked at her clause very carefully, and at 2A in new clause 17, she is permitting undefined circumstances for reasons not to refer an incident for independent assessment. In the view of Mandate Now, and in my opinion, that completely undermines the concept of mandatory reporting. She may be pressing this to the vote, but those of us that support mandatory reporting will not be able to support this clause because it is badly flawed and, I'm afraid, looks very much like a rehash of some old wording.
I'm sorry that the Right Honourable Lady feels that. Clearly, the issue of mandatory reporting is a very complicated one and quite a technical area. We've put forward that new clause on the basis of the best advice that we've received about how to do this, alongside the advice and guidance from some of the children's charities, recognising this is a difficult area. I'm sorry if the Right Honourable Lady doesn't feel able to support us in this, but I hope that the Government front bench will consider again their view on mandatory reporting, because we feel that this is a very positive step that should be taken forward. If I could just... I'm very happy to, yeah.
So grateful. I think it is very important that we take this seriously, and having dealt with my constituent in these issues for some time, I agree with her that mandatory reporting is absolutely essential. But as I understand it, the government is going to have a consultation on this process so that we get it absolutely right. And I think it's a shame to force a vote tonight on something which is flawed and does not do the job. And I would ask her and her colleagues on the front bench to think again, because obviously we can't start the consultation during this period of purdah, but it is something that will be started immediately after the general election, as I understand it.
It is disappointing that we haven't been able to have that period of consultation, because the issue of mandatory reporting has been around for considerably longer than the Serious Crime Bill. It's certainly been an issue that's been raised by the Shadow Home Secretary a number of times over the course of the past couple of years. So it's a shame that we're in the position we are today, because I think we could have moved on this issue earlier.